kissing here. Roberta, you ready for a big kiss? Big kiss for Roberta. Big kiss for Jennifer.
I need one today.
Let's see, Jennifer and Roberta, why don't you exchange a big kiss? How about a big kiss for Rich? Everybody want to blow Rich a big kiss?
Already kissed Rich.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very nice.
Hey, Doug, let me turn around. You can give me one, too.
Oh,
really, Rich? That's very nice. Yeah. I will. On your shoulder, no doubt. You
a
like
big one.
That. Yeah, exactly. Opportunity presents itself. You do what you want with it one way or another. Opportunity for success again today. It's Wednesday, the 14th of September. We have 10 days till Christmas Eve. How are you doing on your shopping? How are you doing getting ready? How's your head? Are you getting your head into the
stuffy
right place? Your head, yeah, Jennifer's head is stuffy.
How are you feeling, Jen?
How many?
I sound better than I did an hour ago.
Yeah, you do, actually. Yeah, you sound much better.
It's because I've taken drugs and blown the, you know, heck out of my nose.
Well, thank you.
Drugs not as good as doing the natural thing.
No, but I'm drinking orange juice, too.
All right. Okay, well, there are a lot of different ways of dealing with this sort of thing. Like there are a lot of ways of dealing with all kinds of things. Those of you who followed carefully my conversations with a lot of folks in Israel last week, the cornerstone of that country is a belief in the monotheistic God. Israel, home of all three of the major monotheistic religions. And as a backdrop to a conversation we're going to have in a few minutes with Eric Weiner, he's the author of a book called Man Seeks God, there is the underlying question of whether you believe in God. And I think that's what we're exploring here. I think all of us here believe in God. Richie, you believe in God.
Definitely.
Yeah. Not a God, but the God, back to monotheism. Mm-hmm. Roberta, you believe in
absolutely
the presence of God.
The force. Higher power or presence.
Right, higher power. Yep,
absolutely.
Right. Yep, you
absolutely.
And I would perhaps phrase it in that way. Jennifer mm-hmm. also believes in God.
Yep.
So this is from the author of a book, Man Seeks God, an overview of what we think of the divine. And is God the divine? Is one as the other? We'll get into this conversation with Mr. Weiner just a moment here on Good Day.
It's the 50% off sale at Toys R Us, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Say big with 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Disney Princess, and Cars. Plus 50% off favorite family board games like Mousetrap and Perfection. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Don't miss our 50% off sale this Wednesday only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you, do you want to live in a black and white world? If we take a look at a black and white world, what does that mean to us? That means everything is clear, there are no decisions to be made, everything is right in front of us, and for all practical purposes, life is terrific. Is that really the type of life that we want, where all the decisions are made for us in advance and they're easy to see? Probably not. One of the challenges of living a fruitful life, a real good life that's inspirational, that's motivational, that contributes to ourselves and to the rest of the world, is to live in the gray world. Live in a world where decisions have to be made, recognizing that each and every one of us right now have the ability and capability to make those decisions that shape life, that shapes us, that shapes the entire world. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNitbison, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Facebook.com, good place to follow the Good Day Show. As a matter of fact, Jennifer has a couple of interesting questions up there today having to do with the sleeping with your baby. There's a story that you'll want to read, and then you can answer our questions posted on Facebook.com. One of the questions maybe we ought to ask today as we go through this conversation with Eric Weiner, Jennifer, will be whether or not you believe in God. It's a simple, straightforward question. Do you
Absolutely.
Believe in a divine presence. Eric Weiner is the author of a New York Times bestseller, The Geography of Bliss, former correspondent for NPR and New York Times, reported on more than the comings and goings of leaders in three dozen countries. He has been in the New York Times, Washington Post, a lot of his work published in New York Times Magazine. He has now authored a book called Man Seeks God, My Flirtations with the Divine. Are you a believer in God? Were you before? Are you now? And what took you to this place, Mr. Weiner?
Well, good morning, Doug. Those are all good questions. And I'm going to maybe surprise you by saying I don't know necessarily what I believe. And having said that, that didn't prevent me from sort of going around the world and trying on eight different religions. I actually think that a lot of people are somewhat fuzzy when it comes to, you know, what they believe when it comes to religion. And I think in a way tend to overemphasize that question, what do you believe? That matters, but really I think the test of a religious life, a spiritual life, is what you do and what you experience. And sometimes, you know, you take action as I did. You go around the world, you try on these religions, and sometimes belief follows action, if you know what I mean.
I do. I wonder if you would agree with the following premise.
Yeah.
People, when they are face-to-face with your own mortality, start thinking about religion, and then religion, what I call organized industrial strength commercial religion, takes advantage of you. What do you think of that premise?
You know, I'm not going to agree with that.
Okay.
It's
okay. You don't have to agree with me.
And I've got in the sort of circles I've traveled most of my life, sort of, you know, journalistic East Coast circles, I'll be perfectly upfront with you, God is usually, and organized religion, is not usually talked about very favorably.
Mm-hmm.
There's, in general, a negative view.
There's an arrogance that comes from some of these people, I think.
I've had that view somewhat for most of my life until exactly what you're talking about happened to me, coming face-to-face with my mortality, being in the emergency room of a hospital and having a nurse ask me as I'm lying there, have you found your God yet? You know, that's what propelled me on this search and motivated me to write this book, to actually attempt to answer her question as a largely secular person raised nominally Jewish, but, you know, we were so secular, we were gastronomical,
right?
Jews.
That
was bagels and lox, and that was about it.
Well, you wouldn't have had a good time with me in Israel last week, because I was around a lot of people who were there were some New York, and this is interestingly enough, I rode over on the plane back and forth from New York, and it was interesting how some would define their beliefs, ethnicity, religion, but one woman went so far as to say, I'm a typical New York Jew, whatever.
I know what that means. That means you eat bagels and lox, you read the Sunday Times, and you speak a smattering of Yiddish that all of us speak.
Maybe a little, you may be studying Kabbalah a little bit.
Yes, and in fact, I studied it a lot for this book.
What did you come up with when you hear a lot about Madonna and some of the other stars or people that are well-known? I was talking with some folks, a rabbi, in fact, in Israel last week, and he said they don't understand what Kabbalah is about at all.
You know, I'd have to agree with the rabbi on that. And, you know, when I told people I was looking into Madonna, looking into Kabbalah, that's what people said, Madonna. That was the one word response. In fact, it's this ancient tradition that is really the sort of mystical path of Judaism, because normally we think of Judaism as being very head-based and about book learning and rules and that sort of thing. And Kabbalah is very different. It is about the heart. There's such a thing as Jewish meditation, which surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered a rich tradition in my own faith. And this often happens when people go on these spiritual journeys. You know, maybe they're a Christian or a Jew, and they go off to India or wherever, and they explore Buddhism, Hinduism. And they will often come back and circle back to their own faith and discover that what they were looking for was right under their nose, that there's this deep tradition of, for instance, contemplative Christianity, and things like that, so that, you know, sometimes these journeys are round trips is what I'm getting at.
Ah, what a wonderful way of putting it. Sometimes the journeys are a round trip.
Is that what happened with you?
To some extent, yes. You know, to be honest, you know, I looked at 8 different religions, everything from the Franciscan Catholics to Wiccans or witchcraft. I mean, I...
And when you say looked at,
wide.
How do you mean
and
looked at?
I saved the chapter for Judaism for last, thinking I'd sort of scratch it off, you know, because I was more interested in these exotic faiths. But I was surprised by how much I found there. Look, I don't think any one religion has a monopoly on truth or wisdom. I think if we're smart, we can sort of treat these religions as kind of what I call applied philosophy, you know, that there is wisdom there, and if you can dip into many streams, you're that much better off. But with one caveat, Doug, and that is I think you need a foundation. You know, it's like putting together a piece of furniture. Without the foundation, everything falls
apart. I grew up as a New England Congregationalist, the ENRs combined, and we became Congregationalists. The church's the song. I think one of the first hymns I remember learning was the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. And I will tell you, standing in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre last week and thinking, if Jesus came back as the new Messiah, the first thing he's going to do is head for a synagogue. He didn't know from nothing about Christianity, and I find it very interesting, as maybe you do too. I don't know if this is too simplistic or not, but understanding really how the taking Jesus and putting him in the place that he has been put seems astronomically weird to me.
What do you mean exactly?
I just think that he didn't know anything about the Christian religion. He didn't found the Christian religion. He's the symbol of it. And that's all he is the symbol of it.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with that. People often ask me, you know, what's the difference between religion and spirituality? And I heard it said, and this is pretty good, that religion is spirituality plus politics.
That's my term, commercial industrial strength religion. Yes.
Right, same idea, different phraseology.
Yeah.
And this is sort of the problem, is that we have these spiritual experiences, and I think a lot of us do, even if we're too embarrassed, if we happen to live on the East Coast, to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have these experiences, and they're spiritual, and they tend to be private. But then religion is a public thing. You know, it is an institution, essentially. And what happens is, you know, all, whether it was Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, had their revelations or their moments of enlightenment privately.
Yeah.
And then they try to take this private moment and publicize it, literally, make it public. And that's where things get tricky.
Mm.
But, you know, we're all aware of the bad of religion.
There's a lot of good that comes from it.
What about this or that and this scandal or that suicide bombing?
Yeah.
And I acknowledge that early on in the book, but I try to make this about sort of the best of religion.
I think that's the way we ought to, that's the most appropriate way to look at it, because there is good, much good that comes from all of these religions. Eric Weiner, the author of Man Seeks God, as something you can find certainly online and at Amazon, and also in a lot of the great bookstores. Thank you, sir.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. HealthHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974. The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Too much God in the show. It was the tune,
the music, melody.
But not the the melody, but not the lyrics.
And I don't think he stole it. I just think it sounds
it's
like
there.
It.
I mean, it's in your head when you hear songs like that. It's there.
It's not like you're just listening to She's So Fine and came away and like
right. Yeah, exactly. All right, crank this up for a second. Song was number one. It went gold on this date in 1970. George Harrison getting a gold record for My Sweet Lord. If you've seen the NPR or PBS special on Harrison that's been on, the last month or so? There's one on Harrison. There's one on McCartney. I don't think they've done one on the other two Beatles, have they? Unless I'm missing something.
I don't know.
Missed it, but I saw bits and pieces of those, and I thought they were quite good. Harrison, extraordinary writer and creator, hooked on pot, but still, the fact that he cut his life short.
But let him be closer to God.
Funny. Well, that's what a lot of people think, right?
That's true.
Yeah. All right, so we wanted to acknowledge the Harrison tune, which was number one during the state in 1970. And I asked Richie if the Beatles had ever done any Christmas, and I don't know why I didn't remember this. Certainly one of the great achievements. Yeah, this is a bit one of those 65 songs of the stations that play nothing but the hits play over over.
It's not the Beatles.
And over. No, it's McCartney. It's McCartney. Right?
It's Lennon.
What's the matter with me? All right, so Lennon brings us around to another thing that's a fact of the day. U.S. Post Office in Wilmington, Delaware, offered Christmas seals for sale for the very first time on this date, 1907. Contributions for the original seals designed by Emily Bissell helped to fight tuberculosis. Matter of fact, I think there's a hospital in Wilmington that's named after this lady. So, I have Richie, if you would help me with the top 10 big-voiced announcer, a big-voiced music, the top 10 reasons why you ought to use Christmas seals. You can find these on the American Lung Association website, by the way.
Number 10.
Because Emily Bissell was able to save as much needed TV sanatorium from closing when she launched her first Christmas seal campaign in 1907. It was we're not going to get through this in the minute that we have here, so let me talk about these things in terms of what we know today. This would be a great conversation actually to have with Dr. Ken about TB and what a killer it was 100 years ago. And it's basically been wiped out. It's like polio is one of those things. Who do you hear of today that has tuberculosis?
You still have to get those annoying tests that make your skin bubble.
Have to do that. But it's in large part because of this woman and the work that she did with Christmas seals that TB was wiped out.
But if everybody listened to you, they'd probably get TB and polio again because you don't believe in vaccinations.
No, I don't believe in childhood vaccinations, Dumbo.
Nice.
I have nothing to do with these kind of vaccinations. I believe in these vaccinations. 28 after.
Number 9.
Eat a banana. It's got lots of potassium. That's good for the heart, the kidneys, and the digestive system. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP health tip from Primetime Focus. If you hate bananas, here's a list of other foods that are great sources of potassium as well. Try avocados. Just a couple of slices have over 500 milligrams. And did you know that dark chocolate is actually good for you? Just one little square of the unsweetened baking kind has over 800 milligrams. The sweeter stuff has much less. Some of my favorite nuts that are high in fat are also high in potassium. A cup of pistachios has over 30% of the recommended daily potassium dose, and almonds and cashews are good too. A better choice fat-wise would be pumpkin, flax, or sunflower seeds. Salmon, halibut, and tuna are also good choices. In fact, there's so many kinds of fish that have high potassium levels. I'll add a link to our website. And don't forget all the other fruits. Just make yourself a salad with a few dates, apricots, prunes, and raisins, and you're all set for the day. But finally, there's paprika and red chili powder. But some people still need to take potassium supplements, so check in with your doctor. A quick blood test will show if you're getting enough of this life-saving mineral. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect $1 million.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice.
Lifting your voice to sing a song of praise for this good day. I'm Doug Steffen along with my pal Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn is my pal. Can you be pals with women? Richie, can
absolutely.
Guys be pals? Can Roberta be my pal?
Yeah.
She's my pal. Okay. So you're all my, but we're all friends. We're all pals. Before we get to Roberta and the Queen of Cheap today, deals for Michael's iTunes and that sort of thing, a couple of outrages.
Just, gotta fit those in.
These stories, the woman who's making meth in a Walmart, how does that, how do you do that? Please help me understand, because I don't know how meth is.
Why does
it
not shock me?
What is,
somehow it involves Sudafed.
Huh?
Somehow it involves Sudafed, that's all I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they make it, you have to go to the pharmacy to get it and give your driver's license and stuff now, to get cold.
To buy cough medicine, you have to give your driver's license and you have to buy it over the counter, because teenagers have figured out a way to basically make this, synth meth. Well, meth is synthetic anyway, with cough syrup.
But meth is something that gets you off of marijuana, right?
No.
No.
Oh. No.
What's that? No, it's a drug. It's a hallucinogenic.
So methadone helps you with heroin.
And what is this? This is not methadone. What is this that they're making in the
this
Walmart?
Is methamphetamine. Crystal meth is what they call it.
Crystal, like you smoke it in one of those pipes?
You can.
Wow. How you do that, though, at the Walmart? Just you can get the ingredients in Walmart. So you go to any drugstore.
They were cooking up a batch. I don't know that they were
cooking up a batch in the Walmart.
Correct. This is what this process is so volatile that it will make people's garages in my neighborhood blow up.
Really?
Your neighborhood.
Has that happened yet?
Oh, no. Seriously. It used to be. They've actually cleaned it up, but San Juan Tujunga used to be the meth capital of Los Angeles County.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I know a lot about that.
How do you, what kind of, unless you're on it, what kind of stupido figures that she can get
usually
away with?
People making it are on it because they're making it for themselves.
Really?
Well, it's money. It's all about money. Money, money, right. Money. They get free access to the chemicals they need there. And
so what did they do with this? They arrested this woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, I guess, another, what did David Letterman said, at least they were making something, or you get something made in America at a Walmart.
Exactly. Probably the only product.
That's funny.
All right, the outrage of the day. A Seattle woman caught receiving $1,200 a month in welfare while she lived in a $1.2 million home. Stories at DougStefan.com.
Poor thing.
What else do you say about a story like that? What else is there to say?
Her new home will be tax-based.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Paid by the taxpayer.
Needs relief. Housing vouchers, food stamps, monthly cash stipends.
Wow.
But she had an asset that apparently nobody in the welfare department had checked out. $1.2 million house. We had the picture of it at DougStefan.com. No name has been released. But why is it that you as an American shouldn't expect the people who are passing out your dough don't do a better job of seeing who it is? You know, check out people. There are 42 million Americans who are on some kind of... You realize that? 42 million Americans are on some kind of government-connected stipend. And so are there too many people? I mean, there are people that are losing their homes. We can understand why they might be on this. But a woman who's got $1.2 million Now, is it...
the waste, fraud, and abuse is the,
right.
Is the worst part. Did you hear about the guy who had a commendation and was given a Heroes Award for going back into the Pentagon on 9/11 and saving people, saving victims, and apparently was not injured but claimed that he was injured and fraudulently got $300,000 from the 9/11 Victims Fund. And he
That's
was
so
a...
sick. Do people not believe in karma
he's
anymore?
He's like a
that
former Air Force... a colonel or captain or something like that, and now he's looking at jail time.
Well, is that not appropriate?
He felt he was injured.
Yeah.
Mentally, maybe.
So, the Queen of Sheba is here. Yesterday, I'm looking at the video of the day today, and the only reason I'm making a reference to yesterday, Roberta played for me a video called All I Want for Christmas is Juice. And apparently this has been making it around YouTube.
Yeah.
The lyrics are there. And I was looking at the lyrics. I mean, I watched this with Roberta, and honestly, I laughed quite hysterically at it. Roberta says, come here, you got to see this. So I'm looking at this. First, I thought, because it's Mariah Carey's song, All I Want for Christmas is You. And instead, they change All I Want for Christmas is Jews. And if you're Jewish, yeah, I mean... no one in their right mind who listens to my program can try to convince anybody that I'm anti-Semitic, especially after listening to the program last week. However, someone might hear me say what I just did and think, oh, my God, what is he talking about? But it is funny, actually, and you got to have
a
sense of humor about you. Jennifer didn't think it would be a bad idea for me to read the lyrics on the air. Richie, however, I didn't ask him for his opinion.
He'll think it's a bad idea.
Would tell me it's a bad idea. So
I have to see. I've seen parts
seen
of the
him?
Video. But
I saw the video and I was not offended, but I wanted to see the lyrics first to make sure it wasn't really bad. Maybe I missed something.
I won't ask for much this Christmas.
But really, when have you stayed PC?
Me?
Yeah.
Never.
Sing it away. Go ahead.
Maybe we have to have...
Well, if you're going
to
read the lyrics, you may as well put the
music. Yeah, I might as well play the video.
You may as well play the video or play the music.
There's a video we also have as a video of the day today at DougStefan.com. There's a guy in the video today dancing through stores in a mall, listening to All I Want for Christmas is You on his iPod so that nobody else can really hear the music. They just see him dancing and prancing around in the mall, and it's actually quite funny as well. So it's more likely we'd play that video of the day for you in an official capacity than put up All I Want for Christmas is Jews as the video of the day. But whether I have the courage to actually play it on the air, I'll take that under advisement while Roberta gets us into the mode of saving.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
power.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with Christmas shopping. Here's a way to save some money at JCPenney. We have a coupon for you. which is $10 off a $40 purchase in-store and online. This is only good through today, so don't waste time. And if you don't want to carry paper with you, they even have a way that you can text it to you, your JCPenney, JCPenney mobile coupon. You can text to your phone. I kind of like that. I love carrying the coupons and the discounts with me on my cell phone instead of having to rustle through all these little pieces of paper. It's great stuff. A couple of ebooks for you that's free. Kids' ebook called A Stranger at Christmas. I guess it's a way how you're not supposed to accept candy canes from strangers, I think, or maybe not. It's a free kids' ebook and a free e-cookbook, The 12 Days of Christmas Cookies. So it'll be a PDF file, so that means you can actually print it out if you want and make all sorts of different Christmas cookies. Here's a great free iTunes download, The First Noel by Tony Bennett and Placido Domingo.
Placido.
You should know that, Rich.
It's Placido Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Placido Domingo.
That's Placido. Think of placebo and change a couple of letters.
It's Placido Domingo.
Placido.
But you should download it, Rich, so we can have it. It's The First Noel, Tony Bennett.
Yeah, absolutely.
Domingo. And again, Michael's, his coupon, 40% off of one item. Did you ask me, Rich, the other day about framing? Who asked me about framing?
No, you were talking about one of your friends who did, and you told them to go look online.
Look for the coupons. That's right. What it was. Look for a Michael's coupon. This is 40% off one item through the 17th. Again, great if you want to frame something. That's what I use them for because framing is so expensive. Or you can just, buy craft things, or they have pre-made flowers, silk flowers and things. So whatever. It's 40% off. And all of this is on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStephan.com.
Excellent report, Roberta. Thank you. 17 before the hour. TV tonight. Jennifer has that. First thing we have to do, though, Richie, is finish our discussion of Christmas seals. I was going to go through the top 10 reasons for you to support Christmas seals.
Okay.
I don't anymore because it's my opinion that TB is not a problem anymore. These people want to counter that point of view with the reasons that you ought to buy Christmas seals. The American Lung Association has a website. You can go there and buy them. We'll start from the top and we'll quickly go through.
Number 10 was
about the founder of the Christmas seal organization, Emily Bissell, who raised money through the Christmas Seal campaign when it first started about 100 years ago to build a TB sanatorium, in her hometown, which was Wilmington, Delaware. All right, number nine. So at the next cocktail party you attend, you can answer the question, what do you use Christmas seals for anyway?
Number 8.
To help educate and better the lives of more than 4.8 million American children who have asthma. Now, see, asthma leads to TB. That's why this is a good educational process. I wasn't thinking about it that way.
Number 7.
So the people who receive your holiday cards know that you have a big heart. And that's one of the things you can do online. Not only can you get the Christmas seals, but you get cards at the American Lung Association's website.
Number 6.
Because more than 50,000 children entered the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal Kids Drawing Contest, sponsored by Lung USA. You can dial 800-LUNG-USA. Apparently that's something that goes on in schools and elsewhere in December.
Number 5.
We're going through the top 10 reasons you ought to support the Christmas Seal campaign. Number 5, because this organization we're talking about, the American Lung Association, Lung USA, donates $1 for every child's Christmas Seal drawing contest entry form that is submitted.
So Number 4.
All right. Let's see here. Another reason to buy Christmas seals, to know that 90% of the proceeds from the Christmas seal campaign go to local lung associations to prevent all kinds of lung diseases and to promote for children lung health.
Number 3.
Because Christmas seals make great keepsakes and collector's items.
Number 2.
Because we're asking nicely. And the
number one
reason why you ought to use Christmas seals is to support the American Lung Association's effort to fight all sorts of lung diseases, including asthma, emphysema, and lung cancer, because when you can't breathe, nothing else matters. Now, this shows you how ignorant I am sometimes. I have always completely connected Christmas seals not to lung disease, the general malady, but to tuberculosis. So now you see how wrong I was and how much this is an important thing for you to do, and why a little education, a little conversation goes a long way. As you know, my former wife Tony died of a cancer or tumors in her lung. Lung cancer kills people, and it's pretty indiscriminate. Remember that Christopher Reeve's wife died a couple of years ago at 43 or something? Lung cancer, never smoked in her life. It seems to get at people in different ways. So if you're helping, my mother died of emphysema. Tony had asthma before she died, so, and my mother did as well. So, man, what a moroni I am for not knowing that. I feel foolish, and now I feel like I need to support this much more than I ever have. I never read anything. This was just something that was, I just, you know how I am. I just grab something. And so I look at the Christmas seals. It was about TB. And then as I read through it, it all makes wonderful sense. So if you're looking for a special Christmas gift, give some money to the Christmas. I think that's what I will do for my children, in fact, in their mother's name. I think that this, because, you know, she died because she couldn't breathe. My mother died because she couldn't breathe. Can you imagine, have you ever been in a position where you were so gasping for breath, you thought, it is, I have been in that position once in my life when I was out on a reef off of Riviera Beach in Florida. I couldn't get my breath. I was swimming back to shore, and I couldn't get my breath. And I thought I was going to drown. And it is the worst. If you've never had that experience, it is the worst experience you can possibly imagine. So maybe you ought to think about helping Christmas seals, all right? If I do say myself, I'm kind of pleased that I found that information. And Jennifer, I took a little time away from you, but we'll get to your report in 60 seconds on television tonight here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Okay, Elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in. I know, we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out tablets, digital SLR cameras.
Spinning tops?
No, laptops. And e-readers like the new Kindle Fire for just $1.99. Gifts for less. Now, who's with me?
Get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Offer in-store only. Prices go through 12/17.
One of the things I failed to report on, Jennifer, when I was in Israel last week, was a protest led by a rabbi. He was telling people to destroy their television sets, as he referred to them as idol worship. So
American idol worship? That's coming soon, you know.
Israel idol worship.
Israel
idol. There you go.
All right, so what do you have for us for tonight?
All right, for tonight, Barbara Walters presents the top 10 most fascinating people of 2011. You can check that out.
Who are they? Do you know who any of them are?
Yeah, we actually, I think we read the list last week. It said the two guys from Modern Family, Kim Kardashian, blah, 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 blah.
Huh?
You'll see it tonight.
Kim Kardashian? I won't see it tonight if she's on it.
Just give her. She's just one of them. Good just job. One of them. Yeah. Hey, Donald Trump, I don't know if you've heard about this, but he took himself away from hosting that debate that he wanted to because he could only get a couple of people to come to his party, Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. So he
got all the mileage out of
it
he needed.
Master. Exactly. Yeah. American Airlines has come out today. Their flight attendants have said that they are now pushing a boycott of NBC's 30 Rock because they can't stand Alec Baldwin.
Uh-huh. Are so they still playing it on American Airlines?
No, they are not. No. Uh-huh. Also, Eva Longoria is ending her run on Desperate Housewives, but she just sold a new show, Vega versus Vega, about a mom and daughter legal team.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, good news. Good report, Jen. 51 after.
Summer and then. Makes no difference.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For us to spend important moments with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. He spends his important moments with you each week on the air. You can check him out at petshow.com, also hugsandkisses.com. And I may say that Warren, who deserves a lot of credit for helping animals in any number of wonderful ways, at this time of year, every year, if you are a member of his Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, you are donating to help the plight of animals. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is something that people donate to. If you give them, what, $10, Warren, $20, $30, $40?
Whatever they can afford.
What happens?
And the thing is that here's our logo. Okay, we have the only logo like this. Our goal is to be the poorest humane society in the country. Because so many of these humane societies have so much money in the bank, and my feeling is if you have money in the bank and there's a stray dog, you're not doing anything right. So what we do is we get the money, and we give it to all the small mom-and-pop organizations, Doug, that can't afford public relations people and PR people and all these marketing people. Those are the groups that if we send them 500 or 300 a time, it's like they hit the lottery. It helps save a bunch of pets. So that's what the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is all about, helping the small mom-and-pop group.
All right, and you get more information by going to hugsandkisses.com, correct, Amanda?
They go to hugsandkissesanimalfund.org, and it's 501c, totally nonprofit and tax deductible. Right. 501c.
Give it again.
Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org.
O-R-G. All right, check that out. In a moment, we check out the pet news this week. I'm not sure whether do we talk about Bowser beer for dogs?
We did talk about Bowser beer.
Yes.
I couldn't remember whether we did or we didn't, because I saw something about a weird, it wasn't a beer, but it was a wine sort of substance for dogs in Israel. We were going to visit that, we were on the Israeli Wailing Wall. the Israeli Wailing Wall. Anyway, I went to a wine tasting, and the guy said, and I didn't ask him this the other day, Jennifer was on the air with us, about he had wine for dogs. A little bit strange, but listen. A lot of strange things, including the story about the Italian woman who was left $13 million to the stray alley cat that she took in. We have the details of that Maybe we can do something like that for cows, Warren. Let's work on that. Warren Eckstein here with us on Good Day.
Big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $35 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great Iams deals and more. Going on now only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What else is there to say, however, about a $13 million gift to the stray alley cat that this woman found? I mean, what do you... Hello, the story is at DougStephan.com. I don't know what else to say.
Here's my feeling. It's her money.
Right.
It's her cat.
Right.
And if that's the way she wants to leave her cat, that's fine. A lot of times what happens, though, is in these wills we hear about this $13 million or whatever amount of money. Very often when that cat moves on to the Rainbow Bridge, that money is kind of set up to be donated to animal charities, and that's a good thing.
All right. So here's the city in Missouri that voted down the idea of allowing residents to have pigs as pets. St. Charles City Council, one family wanted to keep their pig because their children were allergic to dogs. And not to pigs, so why would you even go to the city? Just go get a pig.
Well, if they're talking about the small pot-bellied pigs, which, by the way, are not always small, you have to really make sure you're getting them from someone who knows what they're doing. Uh-huh. I don't understand. For example, here I live. I'm in Sedona, Arizona today, right?
Yeah.
I would absolutely love, I've always, my entire life growing up on Long Island, when I had my farm in Colbertsville, always had chickens. Always. Is there any reason? Is a chicken more dangerous than my next-door neighbor's chihuahua or cat? Why can't I have a chicken?
Chickens for everyone. Including, what's the old expression, there's a chicken in a pot?
A chicken in every pot. So that's just one example. So here's my feeling. Yeah, there are certain things that you have to take into consideration. For example, with the pig, if you are educated and you have your yard and your home set up for the pot-bellied pig, I say go for it.
Go for it!
Go for it.
Anyway, this family, they went for it. They moved to another city so they could have a pot-bellied pig as a pet.
I'm fascinated by the fact that you have chickens.